Hello, man. Good evening. And did they deliver your groceries? This is Jay. I talked to you earlier for the survey. You said
yes, they did.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that, man. I'm glad. Well, I would like to record your answers to the study, you know, and I appreciate you taking the time to help me. So let's move forward. Does anyone in your house?
The study is anonymous, yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. All your answers are completely confidential, strictly confidential. At the end of the day, they just see how many liberals sometimes, how many Republicans, how many Democrats. You know, that's how they decode the answers. But thank you for your patience. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay, and I have to ask the question, okay, ma'am. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote?
Definitely.
Probably? Definitely.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your area, can you tell me what is your age?
Oh, my God. 64.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Believe me, just to make sure we're reaching everybody. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Now, thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed? What's your opinion?
For the most part, I'm satisfied because we're not in a recession and the job numbers are up and the unemployment is down. So there's other stuff that's not great, but I'm satisfied to more than I was with the other guy. Yeah.
Thank you. I noted that. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas. Using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay, ma'am? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please just say so. The first one is Joe Biden, from 0 to 100. What number should we give him?
A 90.
Okay, and how about public charter schools? Same question. From 0
to 100. I'm going to give those a 70.
And how about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
AFT? Well, yes. I'll give them 100.
And how about public school teachers? Same question, from 0 to 100.
I'll give them 100.
In public schools, in general?
I think the state of them is more in...
To the best of your knowledge, you know.
I would say I'll give it an 80. I'll give it an 80.
Hey, how about
it depends on the neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
And that's understandable. Now, how about your local school board? Same question for 0 to 100. How warm and favorable do you feel towards them?
My kids are grown, so I think they're good. I'll give them a 70.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And how about Black Lives Matter, the association?
I'll give them 100.
And Mr. Donald Trump, same question for 0 to 100?
0.
And critical race theory, or CRT?
Critical race theory is important. I give that 100.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now moving forward. Okay. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? I know your kids are out of school, okay, but to the best of your knowledge.
Wasn't that the other question?
Yes.
You said district or neighborhood? Mm-hmm.
I say generally speaking. How would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good,
I would say,
fair?
I would say, it's only excellent or good.
Excellent, good,
I would say
just
they're
fair?
Good. I wish no, they was very good.
Okay.
But
I'll
give them
other options. Okay.
That's
the other option was just fair or poor. So you selected good?
No.
Or
yeah. Good.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, next, I will say that public schools or charter schools do better job at educating students. Now, and public schools are much better. Would you say the public schools are much better? That they do a better job at educating students?
I would say the public schools are less funded, so the question is kind of too open-ended.
Right, right. And I know it's a little bit more complicated. Or
we're
just
kind of doing apples to oranges, right?
Right.
So it's hard because there's more public schools than charter schools, right? So the number is greater. But the charter schools, you know, they get funding, they get good teachers, and they do a good job.
Okay.
So, you know, I guess they're doing a better job than the public schools right now.
Okay.
But, you know, you need to know the reasons. Mm-hmm.
No, and that's understandable. You're absolutely right. I mean, the funding and the numbers, of course, is not fair, you know. But would you say that they do a much better job or just a somewhat better job?
A somewhat better job.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And now, some people view education as means to prepare students for life. And generally speaking, how will you think the public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Okay, please rate each of the following topics on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? Now, do you think that education prepares students for truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, from 0 to 10? What number do you...
I can't believe you're calling me from Florida with that question.
and you know,
get rid of all the books. I can't even believe you're asking that question.
No, I know, man. But remember,
I believe currently that they do teach them the good and the bad, but people are trying to stop that.
And I'm glad
that's a 10. I believe. Actually, it's not a 10 because they don't give enough Black history. It's an 8.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and how about your view, how education is preparing students for our responsibilities and democracy and the importance of civic engagement and voting. How well, from 0 to 10, do you think the education is preparing the students for these kind of responsibilities?
And this is what grade students? Does this
well,
include college students? Or?
No, this includes everybody because it's education in general, you know.
So I think that by the time they get to a certain level, it does. So I'll give it
from 0 to 10? 7, okay.
7.
And the next one, provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. Do you think education is preparing students for this kind of topics?
Don't think they've ever had to. That's never been something they were accountable for. But
okay.
I think there's more of it, so I would give it a 7.
Okay. And how about embrace American values and be proud American citizens? Do you think education is preparing students for this type of responsibility or that type of issues?
Well, I think students are coming in with that attitude, and then other people might make them feel differently. So I would say, in Florida, I would say a 4, but I would say an 8.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. How about help Americans compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market? Do you think education is preparing students for that?
I think the teachers are leaving, so I would give that a 7 because it's a system.
Understood.
So these questions are kind of interesting. Mm-hmm.
We're going to move forward to the things that you have mentioned. Okay.
How long is this?
This is going to take just a couple of more minutes, okay, man? But I do appreciate your patience and your answers. I truly confidential. Right. Now, become more organized and have a structure. Do you think education is preparing the students for this, becoming more organized and have a structure from 0 to 10?
Yeah, I think that. I think out there are 8. I think they're trying to do that.
What number should I give them?
8.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience, believe me. Okay, now, would you say that your state spent not enough, too much, or just about the right amount in public schools education? What would you say? Not enough. Okay?
Not enough.
And have you attended a local public schools board? I'm sorry. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I'm a college professor, so I know a lot about it.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. It's a pleasure talking to you. No, it's just I have to read verbatim, okay? By no means I'm trying
That's
to...
That's okay. Yeah, now, I work for a college at CUNY, so we talk about undoing racism.
So
yeah.
You're the right person to talk about. Believe me, you're going to find this very interesting. Believe me, ma'am. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simple playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT events are mainly about politics?
I would agree.
I strongly agree.
I mean, the fact trying to ban it, I feel that them trying to ban it is strongly about politics.
I just do,
so
but
I strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Okay.
That
it's
about politics. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, move forward. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism for public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Too much.
I guess
that's a lot.
Okay. And now, please tell me, ma'am, whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree. There's some students on the other side that feel uncomfortable. I strongly disagree.
Okay.
What now, about the students of color whose ancestors were slaves? How do they feel?
Right.
We wipe out their history in the books. Okay.
And we're going to talk about that. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
Okay.
You have to come together. I strongly disagree. If you want your kids to be specifically raised by what you think, homeschool them.
Okay. Now, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teaching challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular, it might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree, but you still have to do it.
Okay, strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay, now I'm going to read you real quick a list of ideas that say that will help improve the quality of public schools. Now, for each one, please tell me, ma'am, whether you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it. Now, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation, is that idea?
Strongly support.
Now, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Strongly oppose.
Okay. And increasing teachers' pay.
Strongly agree.
Is strongly support?
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Strongly support, so what supports, so what opposed, so strongly opposed?
Gee, I don't know. Somewhat opposed.
Okay. And raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. They strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that idea.
I oppose it unless you raise the salary. So okay. I somewhat oppose.
So don't want to
go to school. You're asking for a lot. You're not giving anything. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And some of us, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K to 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishment of African Americans. Now, knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
I think there should be Black Studies in that curriculum. Yes, so I strongly approve.
You strongly support that idea. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some arguments that others might make about education in America. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. We're almost done, okay, ma'am? Where 10 means that you find a very convincing argument, and 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Now, here's the first one.
Okay.
History's teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you agree or disagree with that argument?
That's
oh, is that argument? Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'm sorry, the question is that argument not at all convincing, which is 0, somewhat convincing, which is 5, and 10, very convincing argument? You say that's a 10, right?
Very okay. Convincing, right.
The next one is we don't allow non-experts to tell doctors about how to perform surgeries or a carpenter or an electrician about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. How convincing from 0 to 10?
10, very convincing.
And working for a diverse classroom and inclusive lesson isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And expose their diversity helps prepare them to a negative or increasingly diverse world. Skills that college and employers value. For 0 to 10, how convincing?
10, very convincing.
Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with their alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate the school's curriculums. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's finish this up. I do appreciate your patience, ma'am. Okay, now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions just for statistical purpose only. I know you already told me, but I have to ask the question, okay, ma'am? What is the last year of a schooling that you have completed? Some college graduate, postgraduate.
You said year? Is that what you said?
I'm sorry. Well, the last year of
a
schooling.
I have a couple graduate degrees. Okay. Well, the type of schooling, is that it? I have 2 graduate degrees from college. Is that what you mean? Or you need the year, the date?
No, man. That's enough, okay? That's good enough.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Right.
Now, let's move it forward. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
A strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public schools in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
Not in the last 10 years, no.
Last 10 years, yeah. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would be liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
I would say hardly ever.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you or anyone in your house? Okay.
No.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide? Applies to you or anyone in your house?
Yes.
Okay. To you or someone in your house?
To me.
Okay, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate you taking the time to share your opinion. Very kind of you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Okay, Jay. Bye-bye. You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.